Take a good look at my face. Ever see me in the papers?
No,
I can't say that I have.
Never mind, you're young. It was before your time.
Well, I guess you've been working here in the prison a long time. Those stripes on your sleeve.
Each of those stripes have been sewed on for every 5 years I've served the state.
5 years? Gosh, that's 5, 10,
52 to be exact.
52 years inside prison walls? Connor, doesn't it give you the willies to be any old?
I'm proud of my service. I only wish I could serve again as I have in the past.
But I should say,
hold on. Just a minute now.
Oh, what's this?
They're being clean.
Gosh, it's so dark in here.
Yeah, this is the death chamber.
What? The death chamber?
Put on the light. There we are. It's nothing to be afraid of.
No, of course not.
Excuse me. Now, here's the room you've been so anxious to see. The last sight on your trip.
See, it's kind of spooky in here.
Spooky? Why, this is one of the best kept rooms in the institution.
And that's electric chair over
there? Yes, it's not quite as sinister looking as you expected, I suppose.
That depends on the way you look at it. When I think of the men that have died in that chair.
Why, my dear boy, death is nothing.
Nothing?
The most majestic experience of life. Nothing has greater nobility than death.
Yeah, I suppose so. Say, it's getting warm in here. I guess we better be going, huh?
Going? Why, I haven't told you anything about the death chamber yet.
Oh, I know.
You see that door over there? Well, the pre-execution cells are just beyond. There are 10 men in there now waiting to sit in the seat of the fallen.
Seat of
the electric chair, of course. When they're brought in, the executioner will stand here at this panel, his hand on the switch. The men are strapped in. The warden gives the signal. The switch is thrown in like this. Don't be alarmed. The chair is quite harmless until those wires are plugged in. And they're the electrodes that carry the power through from the powerhouse.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, I guess I got more material than I need for mine.
Well, see, you wouldn't go without sitting in the chair.
What would I want to do a thing like that for?
Why, every visitor sits in the chair. It's something to tell your friends. Come, sit down.
If you don't mind, I'd rather know.
This is an experience you'll never forget. Here, let me help you. Sit right down.
Well, it's customary.
Of course. There you are. Now I'll show you how it feels to be trapped in. That's the chest strap.
Well, you certainly did that all for that.
Now the right arm. And the left.
Oh, that's enough. You got this chest strap so tight, I can't.
Now the right leg, like this. And the left.
Well, look, listen. Maybe you didn't hear me, but I said I had enough.
And we dropped the hip piece down like this. And there you are. All snug and ready for the most noble, most majestic experience in life.
What do you mean?
You are now ready for death.
Now look here. Hey, what are you doing with those electrodes? No, no, don't do that. Take your hand on that switch. No.
Might have been given a skid, why they just showed me a lot of teeth. see, Cranston, you're the only one that suspects foul play in this case.
Otto Warden got on
it? Yeah. He was the one that laughed the loudest when I asked him if the kid might have gotten a nut. Then I talked with a guy named, Ardice.
Who's Ardice?
Oh, he was the last to see young Wentworth alive. He's an old codger. He's been in the prison long enough to be part of the foundation. They just bedded him down on account of he's too old to work anymore. So I had to troop out to his home.
Where does he live?
Far out on the coast as he could get. His shack is perched down on a rock ledge like somebody is dead to pollute to see if he could balance his way up.
Right.
Yes, sir. Never mind about that. Just tell us what Ardice had to say about young Wentworth.
Well, he says the death house is no place for people with bum hearts.
Well, Cranston, I guess you ought to be satisfied by now. You have the word of it.
Sir, I'm not satisfied.
Now, look,
I'm grateful to you for what you've done, but I intend to do a little more digging before I'm satisfied.
Oh, Miss Lane. Well, come on in.
Make the party complete.
How to make out, Margaret? Did you talk to Peter's mother?
Yes, I just talked to her on the phone.
What did she have to say?
There will be no autopsy.
What?
Peter did have a heart attack.
You don't say. What do you think of that, Cranston?
He was rejected for the Air Force and last month.
Well, that settles it. Now let's go out and have a bite of lunch and pick up some
food. Miss Lane and I have a very personal stake in this case. Peter Wentworth's mother is an old friend of Margaret's family, and I believe the boy is past the death.
But hang it all, man. Don't you see?
I see only one thing. Peter Wentworth was murdered.
Now look, I want to straighten you out on one thing. If you think Peter Wentworth was electrocuted in that chair, I can wipe that idea out of your mind right this minute.
How, Commissioner?
Because there's no power flowing to the electric chair except during the legal execution. When a man is to be executed, the juice has to be turned on in the main powerhouse. Then the electrodes are plugged in near the chair. In other words, the contact has to be made at both ends. Do you get that?
Yes, we get that, Commissioner. Now you get this. Did you know that a man died in that death table a few weeks ago?
Right.
And under very similar circumstances?
Well, that's news to me.
Right, Commissioner. That'll be news to you, too, when it's proven conclusively that Peter Wentworth was murdered. Oh.
Have you ever seen an execution?
Just a moment. Your right leg.
hand to that.
In the tightening straps, I don't think I can move the muscles if I try.
Yes, quite so. There we are. Now, you asked me a question before.
I asked if you'd ever seen an execution.
Seen one? Did you ever hear of Martha Jefferson?
Why, yes. She was the only woman ever executed in this chair.
That's right. Well, I executed her. My last official act, the state executioner. They took my job away from me right after that. Said I was getting too old. Old? The fools. Nobody ever did me the job either before or since I was executioner.
Surely you don't regret the fact you were redeemed for such a grisly job as that?
It's a fine reward for faithful service.
Just let it spill you so.
They humiliated me by making me guide. But tomorrow...
What about tomorrow?
They're retiring me from the service entirely. But I'll help the last laugh on the whole pack of them.
What are you talking about?
I came to this institution, the state executioner. I leave it as an executioner.
Oh, very interesting. If you'll just unstrap me now.
I'll catch you. My dear man, you're going to have the honor of dying at the hands of the best executioner the state has ever had. The moment I'm going to attach those electrodes, pull the switch, and fling you into eternity.
You'll die yourself in a chair.
No, I won't. There won't be a mark on you. You die as only Fred Ardas can execute a man, and nobody will ever suspect you haven't died from a heart attack.
I'm sure a fool if you think I'd follow your story.
What do you mean?
Well, I happen to know you can't kill a man unless the electrodes are plugged in on the main power line.
My dear man, they are connected. Not to the main power line, but to the old dynamo that was once used for execution. It hasn't been used in years, except for the use I've made. Everybody's forgotten it but me. I have
a fiend. Certainly you won't deprive me of my last chance to talk. You know, you're not only a fiend, Arash, you're a fool as well.
Be quiet.
You'll never get away with it.
I've had enough to cover your face with the death mask. Now, shout all you wait.
Take the tail off me.
Now the electrodes. Send the switch.
Don't put that switch on it.
And now eternity.
Well, I'm telling you now, you'll have to move along.
But, my friend should be back any minute.
Yeah, so will my friend the sergeant, giving me the old Harry for being so lenient with the traffic laws.
Oh, just let me wait 5 minutes longer.
Well, where is this friend of yours?
Well, he went to Ribby's prison about an hour and a half ago. What's the matter, officer?
The visitor, did you say?
Yes.
And he went into the prison about an hour and a half ago?
Yes, that's right.
Was he a good friend of yours?
Was he? What do you mean by that?
Well, if it's the same man I'm thinking about, you're going to have a long wait, I'm afraid.
Why do you say that?
Because, lady, that poor fellow just died in the death chamber.
What the warden said. There won't be any pictures taken inside the prison.
You gentlemen of the press might just as well scram out of here.
Now, please, Miss Lane.
I told you I won't leave here until I see Lamont. You ain't got to let me see him.
I can't let you see him. The warden says nobody's to see him until the medical examiner gets
here. But I've got to. Don't you understand?
I do, Miss Lane. But don't you see, I have no jurisdiction within these prison walls. It's up to the warden.
Oh, where is it? Where'd they go?
Right behind that door. His office.
Who's in there with him?
No one, Mr. Bonney.
Well, I'm
going to
stay no matter what.
Oh, Miss Lane, wait. Don't go in there. Miss Lane, please. What is it, Miss Lane? What? Well, I'll be doggone. The body's disappeared.
Yelling like that in the middle of the
almost overnight.
What's unusual about that?
Don't see any reason for you wearing yourself out climbing up this cliff.
Well, it ain't right when a hound dog yells like that. Folks say it means somebody died.
Somebody's dying all the time. Now get on back to your cabin. Leave people alone.
He sees something?
What makes you think he's seeing something?
Because I thought I saw something myself a while ago while I was sitting out my lobster traps for the night.
What did you see?
A man climbing the rocks along the shore. He was coming this way. Well, then I heard the dog yell.
That's your imagination. Now go on home. Go to bed.
Well, all right, Mr. Rod. I shall get along. I'll need to find out you're all right. Oh, what a sore night this is, anyway.
Well, good night, Mr. Rodney.
Good night.
Here, come on, into your kennel with you now. Come on, come on. Lie down now,
butter. Chicken-hearted old hound. Now like that every time I've executed somebody all through the years. And suppose he's yelling for the fool I sent to eternity tonight. He's afraid of death. Just like a human. Just like the one I sent away a few hours ago. He didn't want to die. None of them want to die. But he's gone. And once again I wielded the power to take life.
But not the power to give it, Arthur. You don't have that power.
What is that? Who said that?
Who's out there? You back again, Mark?
No, I... Mark is well down the cliff by this time. We're alone. Just the two of us.
Who are you? Where are you?
I'm right here in the room with you.
That's a lie. I know where you are. You're hiding in it.
Huh? You see, I'm not in the closet. I'm beside you. Very close to you, Ardyce.
Who are you? What do you want?
You, Ardyce. Your crimes have caught up with you. I've come for you.
Go away. Don't come near me.
Why do you cower in the corner like that? Surely you're not afraid of death?
Yes.
One who has the power to take life should not be afraid to die himself.
Get out! Get out, I say! Get out before I kill you! Do you hear? Get out! Get out!
See, Ardyce, it's useless. You can't kill what you can't see. Might as well put that knife away.
What have you come here for?
To end your criminal career, to bring you to justice.
I've committed no crime.
I'll admit you did your job with fiendish cleverness, but you will not escape. The police are on the way here now.
We can't prove anything. Nobody knows what happened in the death chamber.
You're wrong, Ardyce. I know what happened. Your victim sat in the chair just as you're sitting in that armchair now. You buckled the straps around them until they were held even more tightly than I hold you now.
No! You never touched me. You had just a voice. What are you? Who are you?
You're at the end of your rope, Ardyce. Your only hope is to confess and clear your soul.
I'll admit nothing, nothing.
Yes, you will. I'm going to make you confess.
Make me confess? How can you do that?
Look, Ardyce. This corner of the room, right over here. That's it. Keep your eyes right where they are. Now I'm going to show you somebody who you met only a few hours ago. Someone over whom you exercised your power of death. A man with killing cold blood.
Look out, I do see.
You recognize me now?
No. No, it can't be. You're dead. You're dead.
And thanks, all right.
You're dead. Go away, go away.
Who killed me? Who killed me 2 hours ago? Who killed Peter Wentworth?
I don't know who you are.
And thanks, all right.
I won't go away.
Confess?
No, no. Confess. All right. All right. I did it. I killed him. Could I ever be taken alive? Deliver it if you come. All right.
Ardyce's body at the bottom of the cliff.
That's right.
Well, now look. Mr. West will be here in a minute, and before he comes, there are two angles of this case I'd like to get clear in my mind.
Oh, Margot, what are they?
Well, first, I'd like to know how you found out about that old animal. Everybody in the prison has forgotten it, but Ardyce.
Oh, that was easy, Margot. The shadow just slipped into the prison and spent a few hours with Ardyce while he tinkered with his secret death machine.
But couldn't Ardyce tell that he wasn't getting any power to the chair when he sat on it?
No, he was getting power, Margot, but not
And I suppose the warden helped you carry out your hope of not being dead.
Correct, Margo. I suppose we had everybody fooled.
Oh, a little too well fooled. Since the Weston still doesn't know you're alive.
Tell me, how did he take my death, Margo?
The monk, believe it or not, he cried like a thing.
Coal Company.